Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Tzadi Vav, Chulin 96, back on the bottom of 95b. The Gemara is discussing the concept of Basar Shemis Almin Ayin, meat that has disappeared for a moment from the eye that Rav had said was prohibited. So comes along the Gemara and discusses this. So Barmine Rav Huna Me Rav. So Rav Huna asked Rav, what about meat that was hanging b'charuzin, that it was hanging on strings, and for some reason a person took their eye off of it? Can we rely upon the fact that that was a sign that it was hanging on the strings, and so therefore we shouldn't prohibit the meat because you left this meat hanging on a string, and you come back, it's still hanging on a string? So Rav responded, Al tahi shote b'charuzin. Don't ask such a simple, silly question, because for sure the fact that you left it on the strings is itself a sign. Harei zeh simen. That's a sign, and you can rely upon that, that the meat was not switched. Then the Gemara says an incident with Rav Nachman, that what happened was, Rav Nachman Nidari, Ikol Gabi Rav Kohana from Nahara. Rav Nachman from Nahardai came to Rav Kohana in the place called Pum Nahara, but Mala Yoma de Kippur, on the eve of Yom Kippur. We saw in Osov Espino, that chapter, that they, in the Galilee, they would make big feasts on the eve of Yom Kippur. And so here, too, in this place called Pum Nahara, Asu Orve Shad, that the ravens came and they threw huge amounts of livers and the kidneys of the animals into the streets of Pum Nahara. So when he saw this, Rav Kahana said to Rav Nachman, Shekol v'echol. Rav Kahana presumably didn't hold by this position of Rav, that Basar Shenis Alam and Ayin is prohibited, that this meat would be prohibited. And he said, that the ravens must have taken the kosher meat, because that was more common today. The next incident in the Gemara is Rav Chiya bar Avin is Avalei Karkasha, that Rav Chiya bar Avin was missing the inner parts of the animal. And so as a result of this, he was missing it amongst Beine Dana, amongst the barrels of wine. And then after a little bit of time, he found it. So he came before Rav Huna, and Rav Huna said to him, Amalei Islach Simana Begavei, do you have a sign on this meat that these are, that this is your kosher organs that you were missing, your kosher innards? He said, no, I don't have a sign. He says, Islach Tivus Einai Bigava, but do you at least recognize it? So he said, yes, I do recognize it. Even though I don't have a sign, I recognize the meat. So he said, well, if that's the case, Rav Huna said, Zil Shekol, go and take it and eat it. Then the next incident in the Gemara is Rav Chanina Chuza is Avlei Gava de Bisra. Rav Chanina Chuza was lost back cut of the meat, and Asla Kame to Rav Nachman. He came to Rav Nachman and he says, "What's the law?" After he found it, could he eat it? He says, "Do you?" Rav Nachman said the same thing. "Do you have a simon? Do you have a sign on this meat?" He said, "No, I don't." He said, "Well, at least do you recognize the meat? Islach Tevias Eina Begave. Do you recognize it?" He said, "Yes." He says, "Well, if that's the case, again, you could take it." So Rav Nasan bar Abaye, now we move on from meat. What happened was, Is Abele Kibura de Techelta. He had a spool of the Techelos, which was a special thread that was supposed to be going on the tzitzis, but the Techelos could also be confused with Kala de Ilan, with the indigo, which is prohibited for the tzitzis. So he didn't know which it was, and he found it. So he came before Rav Chisda, and he said, do you have a simon? He said, no, I don't have a simon on it. He says, well, at least do you recognize it? Do you have Tevius Eina? He said, yes, I do. He said, well, if that's the case, you could go and take it. So Rava, when he saw these incidents, that Tevius Eina, that just recognizing it, is able to be relied upon, he said the following. At first I thought a sign on something. Hava mina. At first I thought simana adiv mitvus eina. At first I thought a sign on something is better than just recognizing it, because on the basis of a sign, a simon, we were able to return a lost object. Amadrinan avedasa besimana. We return a lost object. V'omadrinan mitvus eina. But we don't return something if somebody just claims to recognize it. But hashdish tishametinu ahanish memaita. But now I've heard these teachings. Amina tvus eina adifa. I say that really recognizing something is just as good as a simon. Because, and what's the proof for this? Because if you don't say that, if you don't say recognition is just as good, how could a blind person ever be with their spouse? Obviously, it must be because how can a person be with their wife at night? It must be that they're recognizing their voice, even though they don't see them. It must be that they're recognizing their voice. Hachinami b'tvius einer. So we must say also here that what we're saying is that they're recognizing their voice, and therefore it's valid. The Chasam Sofer says a tremendous chiddush here. He says a tremendous interpretation of the biblical verse in Genesis 27, verse 12 and 13, that what happened was that Yitzhak, Isaac, was about to give the blessing to Esav, and Rebekah said to Jacob, no, you go and wear Esav's clothing, and you go and take the blessing instead of Esav. So Jacob said, how can I do that? My father will feel me and know it's not Esav. So Rebekah said, the curse will be upon me, my son. Don't worry, the curse will be upon me. So the Chasam Sofer says, no, we see from here, what's Rebekah saying? She says, up until now, Jacob, that Yitzhak was relying upon the fact that Tvius Eina, he was recognizing me. But now it's going to happen. He's going to see that he misheard, that he thought the voice was your voice, but he confused you with Esav, and so he's not going to trust himself because he's blind, and so therefore he's never going to be allowed to be with me again. We're never going to be allowed to live together like husband and wife, and that's why she was saying the curse will be upon me, because now I'll be forced to separate from my husband. But the other point we could see from this incident is that Isaac was being taught by Jacob and by Rebekah, you're misinterpreting your ability to perceive things, because you're thinking, you just like you misinterpreted who was coming before you, that you thought I was Esav, but really I was Jacob. So too, you misinterpreted who was the righteous person. You thought Esav was righteous, but really I was the one who was worthy of the blessing. And that's why this incident is so powerful.